This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. It's a strange time. Normally, we would be gearing up for an in-person gathering at Commodity Classic in San Antonio next week. However, since the pandemic that took a hold of us just after Commodity Classic last year, we're grounded in meeting virtually. This means that many organizations that would have been meeting at Commodity Classic are meeting now ahead of next week's event. The Iowa Soybean Association has been having their board meetings this week in Ankeny. We hear more from them right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we aim our programming to be Iowa-centric. The content is focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Our slogan is Iowa Ag Matters. All of our programming strives to meet that theme. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes in length. Plus, we offer a long-format weekend program called Weekend Ag Matters. The network's content footprint also includes a growing digital presence, including a daily e-newsletter called Ag Matters Daily, our website, iowaagnet.com, Facebook, Twitter, blogs, and podcasts. We pride ourselves in doing independent, objective reporting by showing up at events and also going digital with audio and video on our website. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
Rob Ewalt is the president-elect of the Iowa Soybean Association and a Davenport producer. He talks about the fact that it's good to get together, even socially distant, to talk about things that are top of mind for producers and the industry in 2021. One of the things they're looking at is what will bean acres look like this year and how will they budget it out?
Well, right now, we're just happy to be together as a farmer board. We've been doing a lot of virtual stuff, so it's nice to get together, talk about what's happening in ag in all of our perspective areas in the state. But right now, our big thing, we're starting our budget for the next year and trying to figure out how many acres of beans farmers are going to plant in Iowa, and trying to come up with what a price is going to be, an average price for the year. So it's very challenging.
Ewalt says that he's expecting to see more soybean acres, not just because of the prices in his part of the state, though they're definitely helping. He says a lot of corn-on-corn acres are going to be switched because of the derecho effect following last August's storm.
Well, we're thinking that there's going to be a few more acres planted in probably more so in Iowa just because of the derecho effect and a lot of guys that would normally do corn-on-corn and how that previous crop was destroyed from the wind. So that's what we're looking at there, you know. But at least we're looking at a budget and we're looking at profitable times in agriculture right now for the near future. And so that gives us a little bit of positive attitude.
Jeff Frank is an Auburn farmer and District 4 director. He talks about what he's seeing in his part of West Central Iowa. There was no derecho issues for them, but he sees an increase in soybean acreage coming as well because they're locking in these good prices.
Well, I'm in West Central Iowa, I guess. So, you know, we didn't have a derecho problem. So, you know, in my area of the state, I think everyone's pretty much on their same rotation as they were previously. So, but we are looking for an increase in soybeans just because of the profitability. And, you know, it's a good time to be a farmer in Iowa, I guess.
Frank says that the Iowa Soybean Board is also looking for new uses for soybeans to help increase their marketability.
You know, as an organization, we're always looking for new uses for soybeans, and that's kind of what we're being focused on. You know, as times change and the world is moving pretty fast, we just need all the options we can have to use the soybeans that we grow. So, yeah, that's probably a main thing that we're looking at is to find new uses for that soybean.
I'm Dustin Huffman.